much. And tonight, we've done something we usually don't do, but I had not met Brother Officio, but I talked to him on the phone, and he met one of our deacons at a meeting somewhere around and about, and I checked him out online as best I could. And he's not a missionary that we support, but we do are giving him a good love offering while we're here. We want to be a blessing to him. And some good folks say that he can say good things about him and his messages and his preaching. And so I've asked him to come and share with you. You already saw the video about his ministry. Why don't you come on up, brother? And I want him to come and share with you from the Word of God. And just deliver to us what the Lord has for us this evening. And we're excited to be able to help not only our missionaries that we support and our missions family, but then to be a blessing when some come through. And this is one that we're able to. And I know you were blessed by his wife and daughter singing. And I know that he's going to be a blessing to you as well. Why don't you come preach to us, brother? Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Amen. Praise the Lord. You're not expecting me to sing, are you? I'm just glad that I'm here tonight. And you know, the most important lesson that we can learn from the Word of God is to trust and obey. If we trust Him, we obey. If we don't, it's because we don't trust Him. I'd like to thank Pastor John. Thank you so much for allowing me to be here tonight. And we're so blessed to be with loving and caring people, especially during this global trying moments. You know, amidst this turmoil that is so confusing and confounding, it is always a blessing to have someone on your side to make you feel secured and comfortable. And you know that God's presence, and that presence enables us to be a blessing to one another. I came here early and I was speaking with Brother Dan on the phone. At first, I was so nervous because I was told that I'll be going to big church and one of the oldest church here in Tennessee, and it's my honor to be here tonight. Just a disclaimer, in the Philippines we speak over 100 dialects and languages, and I speak about 5 of them and a little bit of your English. So I need your help. If you hear something that you don't understand and you don't normally hear here in the United States, please help me. Kindly raise your hands. And I promise you that I can't do anything about it. My name is Brother Ramil Officio. I came to know the Lord when I was in my 4th grade. I was invited by my science teacher to a Bible study in their home. And that's where I got saved. As a lost young boy, I was vulnerable, innocent, helpless, but not hopeless. God's words came into my life that turns my life upside down for the better. I came late to that Bible study because I wasn't really interested. I just wanted to show up for my teacher to get a better grade. But God showed Himself instead, and He gave me a better life. When the pastor preaches about the birth, resurrection, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, I started to walk on the aisle with tears in my eyes and accepted Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. You know, in the Philippines, I used to preach more than 3 hours in one sitting, but tonight I promised myself that I'm not going to preach that long. I will only preach for 15 minutes and 4 hours. So if you don't mind, shall we all please stand as we give honor in reading the Word of God tonight in Psalms chapter number 93. There are only 5 verses in that chapter of book of Psalms 93 verse 1 to 5. I'll be reading all the verses. Please follow me reading with your eyes. Psalms 93 verse 1 to 5. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength. Wherewith He hath girded Himself, the world also established that it cannot be moved. Verse 2. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods have lifted up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. God, Heavenly Father, thank you, Jesus, for your presence tonight, for the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to anoint my lips and touch our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Shall we all please be seated? The day that I gave God my life, that day God gave me the best source of what I really need in this life. You know, the reality is, we need not the biggest thing in this world to enjoy life. We need not to live in a beautiful house, to drive a beautiful car. We need them. They add color to our life. But the reality is, if you do not have the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, you are missing a lot of things. When I accepted God as my personal Lord and Savior, He gave me the best source of what I really need. Number one, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is the source of life. In John chapter 1, verse 4 says, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. You know, the life in a third world country. We are trying to be progressive. Our economy is trying to be better each and every time. But when this COVID thing came, it was the hardest time for the Filipino people. They locked us down, and the only person that is a winning bread in the family got laid off. And many of the Filipinos, they suffered a lot. But I praise the Lord and my God that He is always willing to supply in each and every time. That the source of life, John 1, 4 says, in Him was life, and the life was the light of man. Not only that He gave me that life, but He showed me the light. John 1, 5, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. We have 7,000, nearly 7,600 islands in the Philippines. 60% are mostly inhabited. When you put them all together, it is only probably as 3/4 of Tennessee, but more than 120 million in total population. The place that I work in right now, called Bataan, it is very well known during the World War II. It is where the death march started. We, side by side, the Filipinos and American, we fought side by side against the Japanese. And a lot of people suffered and died. But it was during that time also that you came into our island, not just to free us from the Japanese, but you came into our islands, but to free us from the bondage of sin. Many of your soldiers were fine Christian. They came into our islands not only with their M16, but also with their John 3:16. And many of my people got saved. And I am a byproduct of that missionary endeavor. And I believe it is always high time for us to work side by side. John chapter 1, verse 12 says, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in His name. Romans 5:8, but God commended His love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know, these three important gifts from God are powerful enough for us to subdue all the trials in life. There is nothing we can never win if we live for God. Not even COVID, not even any virus, not even any wars. May we be reminded today that God is still in control and that God is still on His throne. And then God allowed me to see the sacrifice that He gave me. John 3:17 says, for God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. I was born and raised in an unbelieving family. My mom and dad were pagans. We worshiped thousands of idols, knowing and believing that when we do that, it's in every time. That is going to lead us eventually to our salvation. But I praise the Lord and my God. But because of His unconditional love and the missionary that He sent in our place, I got saved and I accepted Him as my personal Lord and Savior. And that sacrifice is the only sacrifice acceptable in the sight of God. Acts 4:12 says, neither is there any salvation in any other. For there is none other name above heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You know, that message has to be preached in all points of this country. That only sacrifice overturns the judgment. The reality is, nobody here tonight that is deserving to be saved. We all deserve to go to hell. We all deserve to suffer. We all deserve to be punished. But because of God's love, He took up all that sin and He sacrificed Himself on the cross. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him will never perish, should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, that is the greatest story. That is the greatest story we need to tell to the nation. I am now 48 years old. I surrendered my life to the Lord when I was 17. I was born with a heart disease or heart problem, Pastor. I was 9 years old when my doctor told me that I have to undergo open heart surgery. If not, I will not make it to 18. We're just poor. We can't even afford to go to the doctor. It's time. I can't even go to my appointment. It's time. I had my first major heart attack when I was 19. I surrendered my life to the Lord when I was 17. I'm now 48 years old, never had an open heart surgery. But I believe in God that He's the best healer. He is the greatest healer. There is nothing that God can never do. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. We started only with 6 children in our first service, Pastor, way back in 1998. The place that I work at is about 6 hours drive from my hometown. Man, my wife went there the first Sunday, and God gave us 6 children. The following Sunday, God gave us 30 people. The following Sunday, God added more people to the church. The church is now running over 500 every Sunday. And out of that church, in the last 24 years, we were able to start 20 more churches. And I do know that God's best is yet to come. I'm just 48. I'm still kicking and alive. When I go back to the Philippines, I can start more churches. The Lord says, the Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength. Were we that girded Himself, the world also established that it cannot be moved. You know the situation that we are in right now? It started like as a physical challenge. It started like just like a physical war. But you know where it is heading? It is heading to, it's kind of like a spiritual battle. Why? Because they are shutting us down. They want us to convene together. They are trying to steal the strength and the power that the church has. But you know, but this is the time for us to show to this world that God reigneth, that He continued to reign in this ministry. I was told by Brother Dan that this church is 240 years. Wow, praise the Lord for that. Praise the Lord. I am just honored to be here tonight. I am going to tell to my people that one time in my life, I was given the opportunity to be in this great ministry. I was given the opportunity to preach to the great men and women of God. I do know that in that 200 years, you've done so many things. You've been to places. You've supported hundreds or maybe thousands of missionaries. But may I encourage you tonight that this is the best time for us to be more assertive of what we believe. This is the best time for us to keep on keeping on. Do not allow this COVID thing or any other thing that will stop you from moving forward. You know, God wants to see in us that the Lord reigns over yourself. You know, when you're all alone, a lot of people right now, during this COVID thing, a lot of people are all alone in their room. I and my wife were also infected severely last July. We were on separate room. All of my children were also infected. I and my wife were severely infected. We called the hospital, but they said they cannot have us because it's fully occupied. And I don't want to go there anyway because I do know that they can't do anything about it. All we went is the closest place, and that is the throne of our Lord Jesus Christ. We started to hold hands together. We're catching our breath, but we managed to pray. I do know that God can listen in our prayer. He listened and He knew your desire. I still have that desire to live because I wanted to be used by God. I want to plant more churches. I want to win more souls. I praise the Lord. After 3 days of suffering, God gave us the healing. You know, God is interested with your desire. I highly believe that during this pandemic, God had received the most number of prayers of desire for people to live. We've seen how people have taken for granted the life that God had given them. And now we are pleading for God to heal our nation, to heal us. But in the past, we've seen them how they take for granted the opportunity and the time for them to be used by God. You know, this world is trying to make us believe that everything in the future is going to be better. Do you know that the only thing better coming in the future is the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ? It'll get worse. I'm not trying to discourage you tonight. But we are now living in the last days. We're no longer counting days, nor years, nor months. Any moment, the trump will sound. And I'm excited when God calls me in His home. I'm excited for Him to give me my key in my mansion in heaven to run and walk on the streets of gold. That's my desire. I have 4 biological children, 3 boys and a girl. All of my sons, they've surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ to become a pastor. My eldest son is now my assistant pastor, and he is a missionary also to the Philippines. 2 of my boys are studying in Day Spring Bible College in Illinois, taking missions. And my daughter, we are a singing family except me. I want to sing, but I do not know why my wife doesn't want me to sing. Psalms 38 verse 9 says, Lord, all my desire is before Thee, and my groaning is not hid from Thee. In the last 20 years, we tried to home some young people. We have a lot of homeless people in the Philippines. I do know that you have some also here in the United States. We try to home these young people. We feed them. We send them to school. I thank the Lord. Majority of them were called by God into the ministry. And they are now pastoring some of the churches that we have started in the last 20 years. Psalms 21 verse 2, Thou hast given him his heart's desire and hast not withholden the request of his lips. God is interested in our individual desires right now. If you want to be used by God, if you want to give something to God, if you want to be used by God in your own little way, if you want something, may I remind you today that God is on His throne and He does listen to every desire of prayer that you do tonight. Amen. Are we happy tonight? We all have dreams. You know, when desires compound, we develop dreams. And dreams that ignites our life to move forward and climb an ever higher mountain. This lockdown in the Philippines went as long as over 16 months. Police and authorities always visit our compound, making it sure that no one was convening or attending the church, or else I'll go to church. What we did, we started a home-based worship service. I asked all of my men and some of our volunteer workers to do the same. We held home Bible studies on Sundays. I am handling more than 5, from 8 to 8 in the evening. With that, this pandemic to many is a difficulty. Yes, it was a difficulty, but it is also an opportunity. We were able to win many people because they cannot go anywhere. We can knock on doors. They allow us to come house to house and preach the Word of God. Before pandemic, we are only having 200 people. Our church can only accommodate 150. But during the first Sunday up to this day, we are running over 500, and we were obliged to create 2 more services just to have all those people. And I thank the Lord that God is the one who can fulfill all of our dreams. You know, I have one of the biggest dreams in my life. We Filipinos, we don't live very long. I'm so surprised here in the United States, I met people, good friends, in their 90s, driving 90 miles an hour. My mom died at nearly 60. My dad died between that age also. We don't live very long. But I want to use the remaining years of my life to be used by God. I am dreaming when I go back to the Philippines is to build a 2,000 seating capacity auditorium. I know it is something bigger that I can afford, bigger that we can do. Our people cannot even supply the needs of our church because they just have nothing to give. But I do know that when God leads, He does provide. I don't plan to travel long here in the United States, but I am praying that some churches will help me rally for this. The Philippines, you know, as of today, we have 120 million people. Our place has more than 2 million people with less than 30 churches around. The mission field is still needing for people that will be preaching, that will be serving God, and that will win souls each and every time. This world is going nowhere. I pray for you. We pray for you here in the United States. I do know, we do know what you're going into right now. We're watching the news. I just hope that we're watching the right channel. But we do know that you also need prayers. We pray for you. We pray for your country. We pray for your people. We pray for all of your ministry. Why? Because we look up to you. You are our big brother. We need you to keep on keeping on. We need you to survive, not just to survive, but to become a champion and to rally with us with the ministry in the mission field. If you have that desire, that dreams, God is going to give us the best direction in this life. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. For all things work together for good." Tonight, I would like to thank you for having us tonight, Pastor, for the time and the opportunity. This is a big encouragement to me. This really means a lot to me, to my wife, and to my daughter. And I'm appealing to your heart. If it can still be possible, I believe that God is going to work tonight. If it's still possible for you to open up your heart one more time, for the Philippine ministry. Thank you so much, and God bless you all. Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much. Thank you, sir.
Well, we do want to do exactly what our brother asked, and that is to pray for their ministry, pray for their nation, the Philippines, but then pray that the Lord would use him specifically. And so what I'm going to do is just ask some ladies to come to the instruments, and let's just do that. We need to pray for this good brother. He has got a desire to serve the Lord, a desire to see great things happen before the Lord takes him home. And you all know that that's the way we're all going. He may have said it in a few short minutes that he's got a desire to be used of the Lord for the rest of his life, but he's not the only one that's looking at the end of life. We are as well. And may we all have that fervor to do something for the Lord before he calls us home. We may not be planting churches in the Philippines, but we are finding folks that aren't saved here. We are finding folks that need encouragement here. We are trying to get the gospel around this area. So I'm going to ask you if you want to, just a moment we stand, you want to come to the pulpit or to the altar and pray. You want to make an altar out of your seat right there. I want you to pray for Brother Ramil and ask the Lord to just strengthen him, bless him, and give him more years, and then give him the funding and the needs for that auditorium and for the work that goes on. So let's just do this. Why don't you just pray there? If you need help or you need somebody to let you out, I'm sure they will. You're welcome to come down here. But let's just pray for this good brother. Pray right there in your seats. Pray for him. Pray for his wife. Pray for his daughter. Pray for his other children who aren't traveling with him. That the Lord would put the fire in their hearts, but then give the needs that they have a good meeting. Let's pray together. As they just continue to play there, one more verse. If you're here, you're not saved. You heard a good preacher this evening that talked about his desire of lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ, and what he's done over there in the Philippines is kept telling the same message. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. And if you're here tonight and you're not certain about Jesus being your Savior, you know all about him, but you're not sure you have him as your personal Savior, would you step out and come? Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. You just step out, and Brother Dan or me or one of the men, somebody would meet you. And if you're, would love to take a Bible and show you how you can be sure heaven's your home. If you're a lady, then we'd have a lady who just take the time and show you from the Word of God, the Bible, how you can go to heaven. Thank you. May look this way. Well, it's a joy to be in God's house, and I trust that the Lord has led you to be here tonight. And as I mentioned already, Brother Ramil, I don't usually do that unless somebody we don't know, but I believe the Lord led us tonight to have him preach to us. And how many of you think he's a real blessing? Well, praise the Lord. And somebody who wants to get it done for the Lord and shows us that it still needs done everywhere. It may be a little different from country to country to country, but the need is still the same. Jesus Christ. The boys on our bus routes that need to be reached, they need somebody to do the same thing that happened over there, and that is tell somebody about Jesus. And the ones over there need the same thing that they need here, and that is somebody tell them about Jesus. Brother, thank you for being here with us tonight. What a blessing. And thank you for being here tonight. And so we'll just dismiss, and we'll ask the Lord to bless as we go and give us safety. There is a parent of teens meeting. So if you've got a teenager, Brother Kyle and Miss Anna will meet you downstairs in the youth department, and then the teens are going to be over in the gym playing around doing things while that meeting's going on, and they'll give you some interesting things about the upcoming calendar, I'm sure, but they'll have a good time down there. So that'll be going on, but then fellowship with somebody. Make sure you talk to somebody you haven't seen yet tonight, and just inquire about them, see how they're doing, tell them you'll be praying for them, and fellowship one with another. And I'm going to ask Brother Romeo just to stay up here. You don't have a display back there, do you? No? Okay. I'm just going to ask him to stay right up here. Maybe you want to, he and his wife and his daughter, and you want to come up and see them and let them know you'll be praying for them. And he'll be up here fellowshipping just a little while as he has time to do that. He's from a ministry, or the mission board, mission agency that he uses is over in Elizabethton. And so we're thankful, Heartbeat International, for him being our way tonight. So let's all stand together, and We'll ask God's blessings upon us. Brother Stephen, would you mind coming to the pulpit and praying our God's blessings on the Officio family? Brother Romeo, I'll leave this with you. And then pray for them as they travel, but then pray for us as we dismiss.
Heavenly Father, thank you for the word of God. Thank you for Brother Fresco as he preached. Lord, I pray that you'll work in his heart as he goes forth. I pray that you'll give him his dream and his desire to see the auditorium built. But I pray that you'll bless us now as we go our ways. In Jesus' name, amen.